Just what you want to say on the Tancast and iTunes Review Day.
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
I'm not going to understand any references to the last, like, 50 episodes, so just beware.
You son of a bitch. Oh,
Jeff, it's not like we change anything. It's not like we trod any new ground.
You dirty little boy.
Okay. Andy wears Crocs. Are you up to speed on that?
Yeah. That's all you need to know. I think everyone's up to speed on that one.
That's the new go-to insult. It's no longer anything about being fat or stupid or
telling
long stories.
Oh, no, fat is still there. Fat man with Crocs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Can you guys hear crunching on my line?
No.
Are you eating something, you homo?
No, I can't. Just jumped up onto my lap and was like, oh, I love microphone. Microphone's my buddy.
What do you do with the cats? So, because you're leaving to come to the California, and the wife and kid have already left, right?
Yeah.
So you have absolutely no excuse for being late. But other than that...
He's Andy. That is its excuse. He's his own excuse.
No, it's I sat down at my MacBook and was like, right just under the wire. And then I couldn't log in.
Stop your eyes.
Every once in a while it
Stop
fucks
it.
Up and it will not bring up the login screen.
Stop it. Stop it now.
So I rebooted.
With your lies.
Suck it. Suck my lies. Suck my lies down. So I think you were getting at, what do I do with the cats?
Yes.
We give them car keys and leave some money on the counter and... They take care of shit while we're gone.
Oh, shit, you're funny.
I fucking hate you now. No, the neighbor kid comes and checks in on him.
No, got you on that one, dude.
Oh, wait, so you gave your keys to some kid in the neighborhood?
My next-door neighbor, and he's 17, and...
You know he's totally having sex on your bed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
You paid him to do that. He paid him a little extra. Hey, you can fuck on my bed.
We wash the sheets when we get home.
You can't wash that out.
Yeah, you can.
Trust me.
No.
Just ask Best Western. You can wash it out.
They have
one thing you
on the
can't
wall.
Do is get the boogers off the wall.
No, apparently you can't. Oh, that was referenced to last week, Jeff.
Oh, damn.
I stayed at a hotel and had a booger on the wall.
Yep. Nice.
High-class wall booger hotel.
Do you ever see that Family Guy where Stewie turns on the ultraviolet light in a hotel room and there's a bunch of farm animals?
Yep.
No.
I love that.
I mean, I probably have seen it. I didn't remember it. That's really
farm animals? That's random.
Yeah, and then he turns the light off and they go back to being invisible.
Yeah. Because you know how you use ultraviolet to, like, see stains and stuff? So it's like... You could see all this crazy shit that people left there, which are apparently farm animals. I don't know.
That's why
it was funny.
That's why I leave at a hotel.
Go fuck yourself. No, it was funny.
I didn't mean it like that.
I didn't say it was not funny.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, Tim, stop trying to start shit.
Yeah, Tim, why don't you go fuck your mother?
Why'd you go fuck your mother?
I did.
All right, then. Good work.
I know. I'm on
you
it.
You did it.
I was just talking about having sex with my mom with Miranda the other day.
You having sex with your mom, or just somebody having sex with your mom? Or was this you guys were making plans?
No, it was because I was making an inappropriate joke about her mom, and she was like, don't, you know, doesn't that gross you out to think about doing it with my mom? I was like, yeah, actually, it's pretty bad. And I said, it's basically the same as thinking about doing it with my mom.
No, that's She's totally like, different. You aren't blood related.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel... Because I know her mom, like, well enough now that, like...
Don't you want to know her even better?
Oh, no! Plus,
you've already seen the inside of your own mom's vagina, I'm assuming.
No, actually, I haven't.
Oh, you're like me. Went out the window.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day you just took
Can
a peek down.
Can we get started before we waste an entire episode before we get started recording?
All right. I'm recording.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tamcast.
Welcome, everyone, to Tangcast.
Woo! Woo, baby!
You demanded it. We made it happen.
Yep. Yeah. Just don't demand anything more complicated than this, because we are fucking lazy.
World peace, you're on your fucking own.
Sandwich. Screw yourself.
You want us to tie your shoes? Die in a fire.
What?
Man, how do we go from screw yourself to die in a fire?
I felt I had to keep up in the ante every time we said something.
Okay.
Well, whoever requested my return, thank you. I don't understand why, but thank you.
People love the Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so long. I mean, current listeners probably don't even remember me.
I wouldn't be like, oh, we're getting all these new listeners.
In fact, all the new listeners we got in the time you've been gone have already since left, so don't even worry about it.
We're back to the hardcore.
There was a boom in September and October, and that we vetted those listeners, and they're gone.
We've overstayed our welcome on the internet.
Well, that tells you that you have to continue on the internet. That's when you know that you should keep going.
Yep. Just gotta beat that dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep fucking that chicken.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I am Jeff, today's guest.
The G in guest.
Yep. It's funny how that works out.
Or Tang cast.
Mm-hmm.
Poontang.
Yeah.
Tang.
So what's happened in the last 50 or so episodes? Anything interesting?
Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I totally missed that. That sucks.
You tell him.
There were a lot of croc jokes.
A lot of fat jokes and croc jokes and gay jokes and dick jokes and shit jokes.
And shit dick jokes.
Not a lot of shit dick jokes. Shit dick dick.
Was there anything funny?
Not
so much.
No, this is Tancast. You want funny, you go somewhere else.
I think our listener numbers speak for themselves.
Mm.
Really, because they're all by themselves speaking in a lonely room. Hello? 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 Hello?
Is anyone else listening to this shit?
The echo answered back.
Also, how's everybody's holidays going?
Good.
Mine fine. Nothing to complain about.
Mine are familyless. I'm all alone.
Aww.
I'm so lonely.
Jeff, how about you?
Wow. You guys got nothing.
I can't imagine why we don't have more listeners. Let's talk about some content.
I don't know. Stuff happens.
Oh, boy.
Well, I've got being alone to talk about. It's weird, man. Like, I keep waking up pretty much every morning since the wife and spawn left.
I should hope you wake up every morning.
Well, yeah, I wake up pretty much every morning.
That'd be more fortunate if you
didn't. Afternoons.
Yeah.
Yes, I died in my sleep. You're talking to Andy's corpse. It's still Andy long-winded,
zombie.
Even though it doesn't draw breath. Go figure.
It's quite amazing.
No, I wake up pretty much every morning since they left, look over at the baby monitor, and freak out that it's not on.
No.
And you're like, wait.
So it's like every morning starts off with, oh, shit! Oh, okay.
I'm sure it started that way before anyway, but for different reasons.
Oh, I, like, wake up. Oh, my God! Oh, no, that's all me. Okay, thought there was somebody else in bed here.
There you go.
There you go.
You set it up, I fill in the punchline.
And the waistline.
It's kind of a paint-by-numbers affair. It's like, ooh, which fits better? Fat joke, croc joke, gay joke?
We should make little bingo cards so that people can have them. See how long it takes in the episode for you to get the fat joke, croc joke, gay joke, shit joke, baby joke, bingo.
Trifecta.
That would be more than a trifecta, Captain Math.
No, trifecta.
Noah demands it, so it is so.
That's what kept you out of the good schools, Noah.
Thanksgiving was good. I'm off from the 19th until later.
Nice.
Until after New Year. So that's nice. And
you know, we're going to tear it up. It's going to be wild and crazy.
I'm going to be ripping up some concrete.
Ooh.
In our backyard.
Yeah, I was being literal.
Are you actually going to help me? You don't have to help me.
Why not?
All right.
Well, help may be too strong.
I may sit on the porch and mock you.
I don't know if I'll actually be of any assistance, but I'll be there making futile efforts to assist.
You can give him moral support, at least.
Exactly.
I may rent some power tools, Tim.
Rip it up, Noah. Rip it up.
I don't know if I need, like, a jackhammer, though, depending on how thick the concrete is.
Oh, you need a jackhammer.
Don't be dirty.
Jackhammer so. These nuts.
Check off your gay jokes.
Hey, you got bingo yet? You win a pair of Crocs signed by Andy.
But I'm going to sign it with my left hand to maintain my pseudo-anonymity.
I can't believe you're still attempting that. It's the internet. I'm sure someone's figured out who you are by now.
I'm sure. It's not so much like keeping that from happening. It's more like keeping people who actually know me and would care, like potentially hire me later, from going the other direction.
So it's just making it a little bit harder for them. Not like if they really want to, they can figure it out, but just by precursory like search, they're not going to find it.
Yeah, it's less of a deal that TanCast listeners figure out who I am than people who know me figure out that I do TanCast.
Are you so ashamed of your participation?
No, I like to be able to not censor myself, and there's just too many times that people, you know,
no,
like
he's ashamed.
Some chick puts pictures of herself in a bikini on vacation on her Facebook and gets fired.
Shame.
Fuck that.
That doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It did. Oh, that's right. Yeah, listen to our
No, her boss looks at that and is like, I'm promoting you.
To this later.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why we posted
teachers.
Pictures of Andy in a bikini in the hopes of getting him a promotion.
Yeah, I should do that.
That would
it wasn't
be
actually
that.
A bikini. It was a circus tent, but when he wore it.
Can you imagine him in a thong, his nuts hanging on either side of it?
I am now, thank you.
Oh, I saw the most horrifying image last night. On the side of the road, this guy was like opening his car door and bent over in his car, and like I didn't just see crack, I saw like full moon. His entire ass was hanging out of his pants, and like,
also he wears them Noah style.
That's right, baby.
It was so I'll never forget it.
Some things you can never unsee, Jeff.
Yeah,
never unsee them.
My ice is getting a bit sweeter though, since I've been working out.
I had a similar experience. It had to be like 15 years ago, maybe more. This one time...
Scarred him for life.
At band camp, or Christian camp, or whatever. This girl climbed up on this piece of earth-moving equipment, for some reason, and as a joke, bent over to moon everybody, but she bent over too far forward, and she didn't just, like flip the trow down. Like, she had it down to her knees, so...
Wow.
All the mess underneath was just like...
That's like a full moon in a crevice. I don't know.
She was
bushy. I just remember it looked like a sea anemone.
Sea anemone? Like, it had little tentacles that could reach out and grab you if you swam too close?
It looked like it was going to try to eat a fish.
like Nemo is living in there?
Yep. Did it smell like it already ate a fish?
I was a good 30 feet away. I was far enough away that I didn't go blind, but it was still seared into my brain.
I remember one time Noah mooned us, and like we could see his balls just swinging in the breeze.
I had a friend who would do that on a regular basis. Like, he just didn't get the whole booty thing, and he pulled his pants down too far all the time, so it's just nuts.
It was when we used to drive him home from the theater, and like we dropped him off, and he's like, and we just like swing. I'm like, oh, no, I know!
Oh, that's silly.
Sounds like I keep my nuts on the inside.
Who would do that?
No, Noah forced me to look at his junk in Vegas. I think we talked about
Christian
that,
fun.
But that was, yeah. Thanks for that, Noah, by the way.
Oh, no problem.
I can still recall.
What? I don't remember that.
Because I was sitting at the computer, and you're like, hey, Jeff, and I turn around, and you're just like spread eagle on the bed. Like, what the fuck, man?
It's like initiation, dude. You're not one of us.
Yeah, I can still remember, like, the image, sadly.
You'll never forget.
No, I won't.
It's like 9/11.
Except more tragic.
Oh, there's no ashes.
There's more personal tragedy.
It was ashy knees.
Yeah, baby.
Should we do some tan laughs?
Tan laugh time, it's time to read some jokes. Read the ones that get sent in by all you lovely folks.
Hey,
tan laugh time, the jingle's kind of dumb. But I don't care and you shouldn't either, cause tan laugh time has come. Tan laugh time, it's fucking tan laugh time.
Ho 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 ho! I don't get it.
Just let me catch my breath. Noah spread eagle on the bed.
Yeah, stop fapping for a second there, Andy.
Oh, sorry.
It's a beautiful sight, isn't it, Andy?
So, I'm doing a tan laugh from Jahiro, because it's Jahiro's birthday. I don't know when, but I guess sometime around now. But his friend Adam told me to say give a shout out to his birthday. So, what's up, Jahiro?
Woo!
Happy birthday. You're doing it.
Good to hero.
It's Tim's catchphrase.
That's what I'll say at all of your funerals.
You're doing it.
Andy, you did it.
It was done.
Got it done. So this, coincidentally, Jihiro also sent in another tan laugh, so I shall read it. What do you call a psychic midget that escaped from prison?
I don't know.
A small medium at large.
That's not bad.
Then he's got two more, actually. I used to be into bestiality, necrophilia, and BDSM. Then I realized I was just beating up a dead horse. And lastly, children in the dark cause accidents, but accidents in the dark cause children. Fuck.
Good job.
It's okay, we understand.
Okay, yeah. That's an IKEA joke. Assemble it yourself and use it later.
Does that mean it falls apart later, too?
It could be. Is IKEA notoriously falling apart shit? Fuck. I'm done talking. Other people say things.
Ponderous.
All right. I'll go next.
Is Don on the phone? What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see last week?
This tan laugh is from our listener, Jose.
Hola, Newlyweds. Jose.
Newlyweds are in their honeymoon room. The groom decides to let the bride know where she stands right from the start in the marriage. He takes off his trousers, throws them at her, and says, "Put those on." She says, "I can't wear your trousers." He goes, "Yeah, and don't you forget it. I will always wear the pants in this family." So she takes off her undies, throws them at him, and says, "Try those on." He goes, "I can't get into your knickers." She says, "You never will if you don't change your fucking attitude."
Nice.
Nice.
I churched it up a little bit. And removed one of the knickers. I like to let people in, to break that fourth wall. That eighth wall. I don't know, it's the internet. What kind of math are we dealing with here?
Idiot!
What doesn't belong on this list? Meat, eggs, wife, blowjob.
Wife.
Nope, blowjob. You can beat your meat, eggs, or wife, but you can't beat a blowjob.
Damn.
There's some other ones on here, but I think I'll save those for later.
I've been doing it wrong, then.
All right, Noah, your turn.
Okay, a cowboy and his new bride check into a motel. The cowboy explains to the desk clerk that they were just married that morning. "Would you like a bridal?" the clerk asks them. "No thanks," the cowboy answers. "I'll just hold her by the ears until she gets the hang of it." That's the horse joke.
Yep.
Nice.
I got another one. A woman preparing to leave her husband casually informs him, "I'm going to become a hooker, and I can make $400 for what I'm giving away for free." "I'm coming with you," the man replies. I want to see you live on $800 a year."
I've told that joke already.
Did you?
Yep.
I'm sorry, son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, baby.
Wow.
Hey, the old ones come back around again.
Your mom comes back around again.
That's the bell bottom of jokes.
All right. I know you haven't told this one. "Doctor, won't you please kiss me?" asks the patient. "No, you're a beautiful woman, but it's against my code of ethics," replies the doctor. "Please, just one kiss," she pleads. "Sorry," says the doctor. It's totally out of the question. I shouldn't even be fucking you."
Winner!
Nice.
Okay. I got one more, one cheesy one. You hear about the Flasher who was thinking about retiring?
No.
No.
He decided to stick it out a little longer.
Those are the best.
I like that reaction. No.
I didn't come prepared. But
son of a bitch!
But I just thought of a joke that somebody told me a while back. It's kind of long and it's cheesy, but and you probably heard it, but I'll give it a shot anyway.
Sweet.
So this guy, John, he's he's at a bar and he's really like depressed.
Andy, knock it off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bad enough you ruin your own jokes, Andy.
The bartender's asking him, you know, what's the matter? And he's like, well, I'm having these problems with my wife. It's just not working out, and I don't even know what to do. I can't leave. It's just a terrible situation. I just don't know what to do. And this other guy at the bar overhears him talking, and he's like, hey, I can help you out. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? And it's this creepy-looking guy, and he's like, Look, he comes over, he's like, hi, you know, hi, my name's Artie. He shakes his hand. He's like, I can take care of your wife for you, and I'll do it for a dollar. And the guy's like, I don't know about this. This seems kind of shady. And after a while, the guy convinces him, and so he's like, all right, he gives him a dollar. And so this guy starts following the other guy's wife to, you know, see her pattern, see what she does during the day. Eventually, he figures out that she goes to the Safeway at the same time every Tuesday. And so he follows her to the Safeway, and he comes right up on her in the store, and he starts choking her, right? And everyone is like, what the hell is going on? And this employee comes over and tries to stop him, and he starts choking the employee, too. And next thing you know, the security guard comes over to try and stop him, and he starts choking the security guard, but eventually they subdue him. The next day, there's a news story about it. The headline reads, Artie chokes 3 for $1 at the local Safeway.
I'm like, where the hell can this be going?
Yeah, it goes really nowhere.
Well, I did get out a really nice fart while you were telling that joke, so...
I'm glad it helped.
Hey!
There you go. Yes, long and pointless.
Yeah, that was one of those farts where you have to start applying the brakes. Like, oh, no, it's going to go downhill from here.
Applying the brakes.
Wait, because you're worried about sharding or what?
Yeah.
Oh. Woo! Oh, man. Last night.
Did you shart?
No, but... you know how when you're in someone's house, you know that what you have to give is not something that you want to leave as a lingering impression of you long after you're gone?
Yes. I did that once.
Yeah, I know you did.
you told that story on Tancast.
So I was pinching it back, and like the whole ride home, I was like, oh, Danelle, I'm sorry, but I got a fart because I need to buy some time. and then like it just came to the end, like, I was like, the next gurgle, I'm like, oh, that's not a fart. There's no more time to be bought. I just have to sit here and be uncomfortable for the rest of the drive home.
Aww.
Get the sweats and the shakes.
Hold it.
That's always like an important distinction you gotta make, because it's like, if you know you're gonna be there a while, it's like, oh, what do? I can't hold it forever.
Yeah, well, because I made the mistake of having a smoothie, and then like, because smoothies tend to go, you know, they tend to loosen things up.
Yeah.
And then some Italian food, which also tends to wreak havoc on my innards.
Hmm.
It was good though. I never had an eggplant parmesan before. Good shit.
Huh, I'm not a fan of eggplant.
Me neither.
I'm not either. Nor. Well, I don't know that I am or I'm not, but I am a fan of Parmesan, and if you put enough Parmesan on shit, you don't notice what you're eating. It's kind of like I don't like onions, but I like onion rings.
Huh. But just I thought you didn't like onions just because they made you gassy.
I also don't like the taste of them, so it works out.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just a strictly gassy thing.
Unlike pizza, which I do like the taste of, but it makes me gassy.
Fair enough.
We should go to the Round Table Buffet when you're off.
He's talking to me.
Yeah.
Jeff can go too, though. He's off.
We can all go. It'll be a party. Except, well, Andy will be in California. Come on over, Andy.
Alrighty.
We'll eat. All right. It's perfect. It's a buffet.
Mm.
That's all Andy does is go to buffets, right?
They'll look at Andy like, no, sir. We've heard about you.
No, sir. You pay per plate.
You turn those crocs right around and you get out of here.
Joke's on you, motherfucker. I can pile this plate up to the ceiling. then eat it all the way back down.
I heard your daddy went to the restaurant and he ate everything in the restaurant and they had to close the restaurant.
Come on, Ralph Wiggum, come on.
Oh, yes. Okay. I couldn't place it.
I'm like, what the fuck is Jeff doing?
That's a Simpsons reference.
I tried to send you a picture text when I was in Universal, Jeff, but I was all the Simpsons were around, so I took a picture of them, but then my picture didn't send.
How was that?
Jealous.
Oh, you've done it before, though. You've done the Simpsons ride before, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I've gotten my extra dollars worth out of my Universal season pass. I've gone many times.
Which I still think is funny that you would go there so much, being
such
a Disneyland
Disney
fanboy.
Don't get me wrong.
Eat what's
up? Don't like to spice it up.
It seemed like for the like a week ago, you were at Disneyland for a month or something. Like every single Facebook status update was, I'm at Disneyland.
That's what a couple
people
said.
I'm at Disneyland with my mom. I'm at Disneyland with my wife. I'm at Disneyland with a stranger.
I'm at Disneyland with your mom. I'm at Disneyland with nostalgia. That was nostalgia, but I couldn't get it out right.
Oh yes, there's a video coming of that.
Oh, I bet there is. Yeah.
No one.
Is it Disneyland After Dark?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't do... You'll notice all my Kingdom comedies, if you've ever seen them all, almost none of them take place at night because my camera sucks at night. It would be like, here, this is where you imagine you're seeing Disneyland. Instead, you look into the black abyss of death.
So, Universal?
Oh, no, Six Flags. Boom! Bada-bing! I saw on the news something went wrong at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom or whatever.
Oh, that's a good place.
I've
been there.
I saw a preview that said, coming up next, some shit went down at Discovery Kingdom. And
well,
then,
there's been an ongoing news story
over.
That the security people are, like, harassing people and...
Ooh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I didn't mind that. They're like, the parent was crying.
Didn't mind
that. Made my kids cry. I'm like, fucking, maybe your kids should act right. Maybe they should give that security guard a raise, and you should keep your goddamn kids at home.
I mean, I don't know. The story I heard sounded like they're out of line, but I could be wrong.
I doubt it.
I mean, this is security. I mean, it seems like, as far as I knew, there was very limited stuff that they could do.
They should punch your children in the face.
All
right,
fair enough.
In the face.
Bah! Get back in line.
Right.
No. No one's going with me on this all of a sudden.
That's very violent, Tim.
We've abandoned you.
No, I'm silently supporting you.
That's better.
Aww.
Oh, I just shifted in the chair and let that fart I took out earlier. Out. Oh.
So it was ruminating under
your
ass?
Oh, it's bad in here now. It's no fun. No bueno. No me gusta.
It's a good thing they haven't invented smell-o-vision yet.
Oh,
it's coming.
Well, there's not even vision on this podcast.
Yes.
It's getting ha.
I think that fart would crash the internet.
All right, I found that funnier than the other two. What are you
doing? I don't know. I
race.
I don't know. I guess I'm telling you how to race.
Oh, hey, I meant to mention this, but just before we recorded last week, Nate sent us a link about a CNN article. Singles group makes history with first cougar cruise. Link that for you here. Yeah, so apparently they weren't sure that like how well it was going to go, and I guess they had a ton of people, like way more than they could fit on the cruise, trying to apply for it.
Let me guess, they were all dudes.
Yeah, they said the basic problem is we have too many cubs, which is the younger guys.
Sounds like a gay term.
Yeah.
Kind of does, yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Which is amusing because I refer to all the 3-year-old girls that my 1.5-year-old boy keeps tackling as cougar cubs.
Ah.
See what I did there?
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Not really that amusing, if you think about it.
Well, Tim, you can suck it. You can suck it on down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Andy, how's your son doing?
He's doing pretty good. He's kind of walking around. Like, he'll get a couple of paces and then, like, freak out, lose his nerve, and sit down really fast and crawl the rest of the way.
Yeah. He's, like, 16 or 17 months, right?
He is 16 at the end of this month.
Okay.
Yeah, so right around Christmas. Yeah, he's drinking out of a cup, eating off a plate.
Nice. Yeah, I was thinking, because when we talked about it before, Miranda was still pregnant, and so you were saying that, like, your kid could beat up mine, but mine would win because she's, like, a mech. She's in a mech suit.
Oh, yes, the mech suit.
So, she's not in the mech suit anymore, but I still think that my daughter could take your son.
I don't
we
know,
haven't
dude.
Had you on since Miranda's had the kid?
No.
Nope.
Crazy.
I know. Yeah. And she's almost 10 months old.
So, yeah, that's really what the listeners want to know. What's been going on with Jeff in the last year?
Oh, yeah, I'm
Catch
sure
us up.
Everyone's gathering around the computer to hear.
That's what happened. That's why our listeners all left. They're like, fuck it. They're not bringing Jeff back. Fuck it. We, as Norway, as a Norwegian people, are stopping listening until Jeff is back.
Well, I'm unemployed and I have a child, so there you go.
Good deal.
You're American.
I've done that this year.
Yeah, it's fun, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, it's cool, actually. I mean, I've enjoyed being a stay-at-home dad. It's rewarding, so it's cool.
You're not really selling it with your...
No.
Your tone of voice. It's rewarding, fucking kids around, well, goody, good,
you
good.
Know, I'm sure most of the listeners don't care about... parents, you know, aren't they all like immature teenagers?
Some of our listeners are parents, and
yeah,
and you know, some of our teenagers are very mature for their age.
Oh, okay,
and we're birth control.
Maybe I shouldn't insult your listeners.
That's usually a good plan.
Yeah, don't insult the three listeners we have left
by name. Certainly not.
But no, my daughter's really cool. I love her. She's the best baby ever. No offense to your son, Andy, but
my son can see into your soul, so
yes, he can.
But yeah, she's great, and she's healthy and happy, and everything is cool with her.
Those are two good things.
Yeah, but yeah, no job. I don't know when the hell I'm gonna go back to work, because it's like I don't even. I've been out of it so long now. It's I don't know.
Tell me about it.
Yeah,
but I mean, now is a time where it's like, you know, you can kind of explain it. Like, you know, if you're employed in an up economy, that doesn't look as good as opposed to, like, you know, hey, it's a down economy. What do you want from a nigga? Had a child.
Well, I mean, and I purposefully didn't look for a job for a while anyway because I wanted to stay at home. So,
well, right, but they don't know that.
Yeah, you don't have to say that part.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. It depends on how long the gap's been. You can say that. You can say, hey, you know, built up some savings and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, did the math that it would work out okay for me to stay home with my kid for a little while, and kind of decided I wanted to do that.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I was looking at, you know, Google is always hiring. I was reading about how Google is like the craziest of people to travel with. Apparently, like, I don't know. You work, right? Hello.
Yeah, sorry, you cut out a second.
We lost somebody.
Oh, and we just lost Jeff.
He's gone. Oh yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, Skype lost him. Good, now he's gone. We can talk shit about... No.
No!
Try to add him back.
Whoops.
Hey, there's Jeff.
I don't know what happened.
Whoops.
That amused me.
Me too. Yeah,
sorry about that. I don't know what happened. That was weird.
I think Skype
happens
sometimes
to the best
fails.
Of us. Sometimes Skype just fucking lets you drop. At least you can hear us talking now. Doesn't happen to everybody.
Yes.
So
where did it leave off with me?
You were saying something about, like, Google has
Google,
the craziest...
crazy to interview for.
And then you cut out.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, it's like their interview process and everything is insane. They ask like all kinds of weird-ass questions, and they're really hard to get hired at.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just for engineers. Like, I did interview to become permanent, but I don't have a degree.
Yeah.
And they want people with the degree, generally speaking.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So I didn't make the cut. But they didn't really ask me any crazy questions. I mean, they just asked me pretty much basic interview questions. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if those questions are across the board.
I can speak to it because
oh, can you?
Yes, I've
Mr. Expert.
I've interviewed at Google.
Liar.
Yeah, they apparently they don't ask like the crazy like math questions, but they. Apparently do enjoy fucking with you on the interviews.
Really?
Yes.
Can you talk about it, or did you have to sign like an NDA, or...
Nope, I didn't have to sign an NDA. Yeah, I guess I can talk about it a little bit. Yeah, the guy was wanting me to troubleshoot something, and like every hoop that he gave me, I jumped through. I was like, okay, well, you know, try this. I was like, alright, that didn't work. I'm like, well, fuck, something's gotta work. At a certain point, you know what the problem is, because you've it's like I drew a box down to, okay, I know the problem is somewhere inside this little area. So I'm telling him, okay, we'll try this, try this, try this. And, like, nothing inside that little area was working. I'm like, okay, dude, you just colored out the rest of the page there. There's now no more areas to look at. Because we've already eliminated... There was something else he wanted me to check on, but something else that I had told him to check would have established... whether or not that was even a possibility. So it was like he was... It was like Kobayashi Maru. He was just doing it to fuck with me.
Aww. That's not nice.
No. Did you reprogram the simulation and get an accommodation for original thinking?
No, if I'd been closer...
Well, that's why you weren't hired, Pike.
If I'd been closer, I would have reprogrammed the simulation by punching him right in his cock mouth.
No one even remembers you. You're just in a chair beeping away.
I know.
For a second, I thought you were calling Andy a racial slur.
No, not Pike.
Pike?
No. I know. That's like, oh, he's talking about the Star Trek character.
Christopher Pike.
That's awesome.
I like your tone of voice. He's talking about fucking Star Trek.
Speaking of Star Trek, I know Noah's on dig all the time, so he probably saw this, but if the rest of you aren't,
I'm not.
Enjoy that link.
Oh, is it something naked?
No, it's not naked.
Ah, yeah. Someone, hang on, someone sent me one on the Facebook of a Star Trek chick.
Excellent. Oh, hello.
Yes, I had your nipples on. It's like,
wait, you can see your nipples? Oh, yes, hello.
Yep.
They're very firm.
Yes, she can press that and call the ship.
I want to press it and call it something else.
Oh, there went Jeff again.
Oh, poor Jeff.
Jeff, stop hanging up, dude. All right, I'm going to re-add him. Come on, Jeff. Big Jeff, no whammies.
I need a new computer.
Oh, and Noah needs a new mic. Noah, say something.
Mic fail?
Yep.
All right.
Mic fail.
Oh, just in time for Noah mic fail. This is a new development, Jeff, that you may not be aware of.
Oh, no.
Noah's mic will spontaneously start doing what it's doing now, and then he's got to unplug it, stop his recording, and then start over and replug the mic so we can hear him again. This week's Noah mic fail is sponsored by Tancast iTunes Review Day. December 30th.
Leave us some shit.
This is such a desperate ploy, but it would bring us so much joy.
We take a minute or two, but
it's the greatest gift we could get from you. So drop the booze and put down that crack. Tell your grandma you'll be right back. Doesn't matter if you're straight or bi or gay. We want you to write a Tancast review.
We beg you to write a Tancast review.
Remember Tancast iTunes Review Day. Don't forget Tancast iTunes Review Day!
iTunes Review Day.
Yay! Watch the YouTube music video of that song and this link in the show notes. And now, back to the show.
That picture finally came up for me, and yeah.
Yes.
It's good, right?
It's wonderful.
It's full of goodness.
My name's Jeff, and I approve this message.
I approve that nipple.
Can I put my penis between her fingers? Is that what she's holding it like that for?
You know what's funny? The way she's holding that camera, it looks kind of like she's got double-jointed thumbs like I do.
You have double-jointed thumbs?
Dude, you lived with me for like 7 years. How do you not know that I have double-jointed thumbs?
Fuck,
we were in fucking PE together.
I can't be expected to remember it all.
We were in PE together in high school.
And very few sports involve your thumbs.
Oh, a couple of times in PE, I fucked with people's heads when we were playing basketball. I'd go up to slap the ball down and then pop my thumb out of joint and come back down. But ah! Oh, people shit themselves. It was good fun.
All right. Take your word on that.
Yeah.
On there with Jeff.
Why? Why does it do this? Okay, I'm just not going to talk. How about that?
Well, that's counterproductive to having you on as a guest.
No, I'm discouraged because my computer's annoying. Shitty.
Do you have Firefox open?
No, I'm not opening any browsers anymore because it keeps screwing everything up, so.
Okay.
So does this mean we're starting all over?
No.
No. We're just continuing from where we left off.
Yeah.
Where did we leave off? What the fuck were we talking about?
Did we talk about Google? Is that where it stopped?
Were we still talking about Google?
Oh, yeah, Google.
Oh, no, we'd gone to puffy nipples and how wonderful they were.
No, we had not.
We can if we want to.
I think we had, didn't we? Because he tried to open the little picture.
I thought that happened during the mic fail.
I think it did.
Oh, whatever. So, yeah,
Tim,
Jeff,
you're going to have fun editing around all of this shit.
It's going to be a clusterfuck.
All right, should we just do a clean break, new topic?
Well, I was just going to say, Jeff should try out for Google. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to apply whenever I get off my ass and apply.
And they do. I mean, I don't know if the program I was doing before is still around or what's going on with it. But, I mean, mm-hmm. I do know they're hiring for a temp agency.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the greatest work, though, so.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they list a lot of jobs on their website that are currently, you know, open, that they're hiring for all kinds of stuff that I guess I would qualify for in, like, you know, customer service kind of areas. So, we'll see.
Do you know anyone on the inside? Like, in any department, not necessarily one that you'd want to work in.
Nope. Yeah. I know, everything I'm doing, I'm starting blind, because I fucking wasted 5.5 years of my life at one company that I don't ever want to go back to, and all the people I tried to keep in contact with don't fucking respond to me, so I don't know what's going on with that.
You're a pariah.
Nah, seriously, like, I think that I was doing something that was pissing people off, and no one would tell me what it was, because...
Like, people, like, you know, they met, not that they dislike you, but people don't want to be bothered, I think is what it is. So it's not like you did anything bad, but you didn't do anything good enough that it's worth the effort. not saying it's just you, but I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah. No, I understand, but it's still annoying.
In happier news, there's a teaser for Arkham Asylum 2.
Yes. I can't believe they're already revealing that. I mean, the game just came out.
I know.
Like 5 months ago, and they're already revealing a sequel. It's insane.
I mean, I don't know. Was there any doubt?
No. I mean, there's no doubt that there was going to be one. It's just you usually wait a little bit to announce the sequel, at least until, you know, the next year. I mean, to do it within the same year is just... It's unusual.
I wonder if they're working on stuff. Like, do they ever do that? Like with movies, like, hey, we're working on this one movie, but we're also kind of working on the sequel as well.
They only do that with games for like proven franchises. For something a new IP like that, they definitely don't start working on a sequel until like sales numbers come in for the first one.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it's just like they could be working on something that's they're not even gonna bother with. If it doesn't sell well.
Well, I do know sometimes they'll have extra content that, you know, didn't make the cut, and they talk about, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're going to save this for the sequel.
Well, see, now, these days, that kind of thing just ends up as DLC.
Okay.
Yeah.
For you non-gamers out there, DLC is downloadable content.
Yeah. Well, except for Left 4 Dead.
Nah. Oh, so many people... shitting themselves over that. It's so stupid. Yeah. I don't care. I didn't even play the first one, so it doesn't matter to me, but
yeah.
It's just so funny, people that get so upset. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god, they're releasing another game that I love and it's got a bunch of new stuff, you know? It's like, get over yourselves.
Yeah. Did you see? I'm sure you did. It was all over the internet. The screenshot of the people in the we won't buy... Oh, shit, which one was it? Was it Modern Warfare?
Yeah, because they don't have what? Not is it local servers?
Yeah, they don't let you self-host your servers and some other shit. And, yeah, the screenshot's just like half the people in that screenshot were playing Modern Warfare right at that second.
But yeah, they were. Yeah. That was awesome.
Wait, they took screenshots of themselves playing the game, saying they wouldn't play the game?
No. It's on Steam. It shows, like, what people are up to. So if you go into like that membership group of the "we're boycotting this game" that you know one of the people had created,
it'll show what they're playing right then.
Yeah, yep. Like an online status kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
So all of their like half of the statuses on there were that they were playing the game that they were supposedly not going to buy.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Nice.
Yep.
Like oh, whoops.
Like yeah, that right there is in. One picture, 1,000 words about internet activism.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. But yeah, they revealed some good stuff at the VGAs, Noah. Did you see any of the other stuff?
No. When was it?
Last night.
Oh, I was at a tiki bar last night.
In the tiki.
I didn't watch it. I just read the recap.
I just started reading news just now. So.
Look at that. Noah's bored reading news.
I'm not bored. That's what I do.
Bored.
I had a drink last night that was delicious. I'm going to try to learn how to make it.
What was it called?
It was called... Hold on, let me look it up. It was, Batita, I think?
Huh.
Batita, I think? That's a weird name for a drink.
Yeah, it's crazy. Batita, I think. Yeah. Okay, SpongeBob.
Really? Is that how it laughs?
Kind of.
No, he's more like...
No. Like that. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Never mind. I lied.
Noah, stop failing at life.
So, yeah.
Tell us about your goddamn drink.
It's Petita. It's got some Brazilian liqueur called Cochaque. I don't know how to say that.
Ooh, this is sounding good.
I'll send you a link. Condensed milk and either coconut milk or passion fruit nectar or both.
What does the liqueur taste like? What kind of flavor is it? Like, is it Kahlua or something?
You know, it tasted delicious. That's all I know.
That's helpful.
I didn't really pick out, like, you know, the flavor, like, oh, this tastes like blah, blah, blah. Just like, this is a delicious drink. I will have another.
Huh. So you don't, and they could have been putting anything in there. You don't even know.
Did
you black out at any point last night?
My butt does hurt. Well, I mean, I saw her wake it. I'm not, like, really one of those people, like, oh, I want that, you know, liquor in my drink. I'm just like, whatever. They have, like, a rum card thing where they have, like, 220 types of rum, and you can try them all and get your card punched.
Arr, that'd be a lot of rum.
Is that the same girl, or is it just a different girl?
It's a different. That was a different girl. When I said someone had sent me one a long time ago, I finally found it.
Oh, she's thick. She's got the big thighs.
That's how we like them.
Yep. So yeah, it was a nice bar. Wasn't huge. They could only have like, I think like 49 people in it at once.
It wasn't that so fun.
It sounded like you broke in the middle of like they could only have.
They could only have 49 people at once.
Noah, you're hitting up all kinds of SF bars now. What's up with that?
Well, the other place I was at was a holiday party for Stephanie's company. So, and they had free drinks.
Oh, and, wow, free? Seriously?
Yeah, so I had some margaritas and a lemon drop, and that's why I was drunk.
Nice.
So yeah, it was an open bar and free food, and it was quite good. Not a place I would go to normally, like on my own, because I think it was kind of pricey, but I was like, oh, this is good for free.
Yeah, totally.
The owner gave a speech, and they're like, oh, anyone else want to say something? And I was trying to be funny, and I was like, what I was trying to say was, I'm so glad I could be married to Stephanie, so she could work in this company, and I can get your free food. But what people heard is like, I'm so glad to be married to Stephanie, and they're like, yay! And then they didn't hear what else I said.
Aww. So nobody heard the funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Fucking people with your sentimentality get in the way of my fucking joke.
And then one guy who kind of reminds me of like a type character. Like, he's just a big guy.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Beard man type character.
There you go.
Sorry about that. And I guess he told Steffi later on, he goes, when he said that, I just wanted to find the sharpest object to jab my eye out.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Did Stephanie tell him the rest of what was going to happen so that he felt better?
I don't even know if she knew. Like, I told her later on.
Oh, like you just stopped talking after they applauded? Like, you didn't try and keep going?
Well, they were cheering so loud, like, they couldn't hear what I was saying. Like, ah! And I was just like, oh, I'm like, I don't think you
Yes, but
hearing.
I figured Stephanie was right next to you, so she probably heard.
I don't know if she heard. I kind of trailed off once they started cheering. I was like, I don't think they're going to hear me.
Aw.
Hey, guys, stop cheering. I'm not saying anything cute or sentimental. I'm being fucking annoying.
I'm trying to make a joke.
I'm just talking about how I'm mooching your free food. Can you stop applauding, please?
They always have nice place. I mean, nice dinners. Like, the last place was a great place where I ate the olive pit. I thought it was a peanut.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, Stephanie thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, man. I didn't hear about that. That's awesome.
Really? I'm pretty sure I told a tan cast. I'll go again real quick. Basically, we were in a dark restaurant. They had two plates. One I could tell was olives. One that I thought was peanuts. And it was dark. And so I was like, that's odd. Olives and peanuts. And they have little plates for them. So I'm looking at it, I'm kind of hungry, I'm like, I will have a peanut. I put it in my mouth, I'm like, this is very hard and salty. I'm like, nope, that tastes like an olive. And I'm like, and that was just in someone's mouth.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Delicious.
See, you could replace olive pit in that whole conversation with somebody's cock, and that would be funny, too. It was all hard and salty, and it was in someone else's mouth, and yeah. Maybe Andy's yours. Cock, I don't know.
Maybe. Speaking of Andy's cock, man, I got really dehydrated yesterday, and then right before bed, I tried to make up for it by drinking a ton of water. Woke up in the middle of that end of the night with the, oh my god, my bladder's going to explode. Plus, you know, the morning wood that goes along with the full bladder.
That's the worst.
Yeah, because it's like, my bladder was aching. It was so full, but I couldn't get anything. I'm squeezing, but, you know, it's shut off. The plumbing off.
At least you didn't have to take a shit, because then you sit down and you just pee in your face.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would have more peed on my belly button, because, you know.
It would have just trickled out from the fat folds in there somewhere.
Length issues. Oh, man, someone at my work was saying something about... somehow underwear models became a topic of discussion, and, like, the male version of the Wonder Bra being, you know, some sort of insert of, like, a very lifelike, fleshy, dildo-ish thing that I guess is meant to be worn on the penis to further enhance it. And this guy was talking about how he'd gone to a store, and they'd talking about how, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, a lot of actors, if they're having to do a nude scene, will do this so that, you know, they come to impress.
Oh, it even looks realistic? Doesn't just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, they had it in, like, a variety of different colors, and she said they had lengths between 3 and 9 inches.
Oh my god.
I said, I'll take 3 threes. Because I would totally want to focus somebody's head like that. Like, is that Cerberus?
The dog with 3 heads?
Yes.
Yes. I don't think he has 3 penises.
No. He lives inside my pants. Them's the jokes.
Oh, hello, Spider-Man. Or Spider-Woman. I'm looking at the rest of that website that those girls are on. I'm like, yes.
Yes. Yes. Me too.
Hotness. Hotness. Hot. Hot with an A-W. I don't know how to pronounce it differently.
It's not supposed to be pronounced differently.
Did you see that one I did for Wii Bowling? That girl is definitely getting fit doing some Wii Bowling.
Yes.
I can't see any
of
this.
Jeff.
You guys suck.
It's not that good, Jeff. Don't worry about it.
I'll look at it later. Miranda's still gone.
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, whipped cream bathing suit. That's always nice.
Hannes is just full of boobs.
Yes, it is.
It's only a point, though. I mean, it's not like it's, you know.
And some girl eating a cake with a cock on it. And the cock's, like, protruding off, so she's, like, putting her mouth on the cake cock.
Cake cock.
Oh, they have a princess. If you get far enough in, page 3, they have a Princess Leia pillow fight.
I did see that.
And now I can't pee anymore again.
And that girl's having water shoot right up her butt. And that's quite a butt.
What the?
Is it like the opposite of Tub Girl?
You see the one where it's 4 girls who are ass down on this one girl's face who has a look like, there's asses all around me.
You are trapped in the butt cage?
Yes.
I like to look at that picture and imagine that they're all farting.
There's the one
in the middle did something bad.
There's a duct tape bikini.
Okay.
Well, that's old news.
Wow, that's gotta hurt to take off.
Well, hopefully she's not that hairy.
Still, it takes your skin with. As someone who's taken duct tape off of his skin recently, it'll just take skin as well as hair.
Yeah, but your hair was on your arm, attached to the skin.
Not on my wrists.
You don't have hair on your wrists?
Not really.
Really?
Well, that's not where it hurt. How about that? You know, like inside the wrist where there is no hair, it still hurt there.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it is fair enough.
Well, wait, but Noah, there's gotta be some hair there. It can't be.
Well, I guess it's true.
Because that's just gross.
Just
throwing my 2 cents out there.
You're thinking below.
Yes, I am.
I was thinking about the boobs.
Oh, wow. Okay,
but yeah,
now,
that makes
sense. I understand your comment.
Still, it could take a nipple with it.
She's got another one.
Maybe. Well, some girls.
She's
some
got
girls,
another one.
Some girls wax it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Smooth like eggs.
Smooth. Smooth like a 12-year-old.
Okay, this is odd.
So is that like one.
Wait, is that the same one?
I don't know.
No, a different one.
Yeah.
That is a friendly dog.
Ah,
that is borderline scary. Like, her tongue looks like a devil. So, Jeff, you're getting the experience that most of our listeners get, I'm sure.
Yeah, actually,
like,
I was
fucking,
just
I can't
thinking.
See what they're talking about. This is annoying as balls. Does that make you want to stop listening? Because I think we may have found the secret to where we lost our listeners.
Yeah, I actually was just thinking, I got something to do.
We probably should end this.
Well, let's remind folks that we are doing a all-listener suggestion episode. We're going to record that in a couple days, actually. So send in listener ideas for things you want us to talk about, questions you want to ask, or just topics you'd like us to discuss, fucktards@tancast.com, or yourmom@tancast.com.
Are we doing it a couple days? Did we decide on that?
Yeah, we decided Thursday.
Oh, okay. So we're doing it Thursday?
Yes.
Sweet. I'm there.
More of that smooth running machinery that is Tankcast. How'd all the sand get in the gears?
You got any good suggestions yet?
Yeah, actually, we've gotten a fuckle, which is like a couple and a few.
We're just going to go through a bunch, right? Like listener mail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, sweet.
So you do have listeners that respond. So
yes.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I joke about how few listeners we have left, but we're actually a fucking juggernaut of podcasts.
That's what I thought. I swear I saw something about you guys on the Today Show the other day, so.
It was in their WTF section.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you hear about the senator or somebody who told Dick Cheney to STFU?
Yes.
On the,
yes.
the news or something?
I tweeted about it.
Yeah, that's how okay. I heard about it. And he's like, be my new hero.
No, I said, I think I'm adding him to my heroes list.
Okay, whatever.
He's my new hero.
Wait, was it a Republican senator or a Democrat?
I believe he's a Democrat.
Okay.
He's the same guy. Oh, he must be a Democrat because he said that the Republican health care plan was hope you die quickly.
Sounds about
which
right.
Which is similar to Kevin Pollak's joke about the Republicans' health care plan, which was just say no to sickness. All right. Anything else people want to add before we wrap up this abortion?
No. Get out the wire hanger, Tim.
Brush your teeth.
Fuck yes. I was telling the kids that yesterday. I was hanging out with one of my wife's coworkers and all her friends. I mean, and all her kids. She has, like, three kids and another one on the way. They were like, you better Ooh. Brush your teeth. I'm like, they're not lying, Jack. Brush those teeth.
Yeah.
Get in there and floss.
Well, and not just brush your teeth, but apparently you have to go to the dentist regularly, or so they say.
Yeah, apparently.
That helps.
Stupid dentist.
But if you don't go to the dentist, at least brush your teeth. Don't be like, fuck it. I'll get around to that later.
That doesn't work,
like,
Tim. That really, it what? Doesn't. No, you can't do that. Because like, that's what I did. And I still had fucked up teeth.
You brush your teeth?
Yeah, for like all through college, I brushed my teeth regularly and stuff, but I didn't go to the dentist. And then when I finally did go to the dentist...
Did you floss?
No. No, I didn't.
That's what kills you, the flossing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I floss every day. I'm a flossing machine.
He's a flossing machine. Watch me get down.
Do my thing. All right, wasn't the best parody I've ever written, but fuck you. How about that?
Tim.
All right, everyone, have a good week.
Remember.
Oh, it's over already?
All right, Jeff, see you in a year.
Well, you know what? You might see me sooner if you invited me.
Oh.
All right, Jeff, see you in a year.
Hurtful.
Oh, that laugh pushed out another fart, so I know how it's about to smell in here. I've already previewed that movie.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Have you stopped recording?
Well, I'm about to.
All right, and well, good. Stop it then.
Stop.
Thank you for listening to Tankcast Episode 78. Remember, December 30th is iTunes Review Day, so leave us an iTunes review on December 30th if you haven't done it yet. Also, we're going to do our end of the year listener suggestion special, so send in any topics you'd like for us to talk about on the show. Send them in as soon as you can. We're going to record probably within a couple of days of this posting. So send us your end of the year topics. We got a couple. We love a few more. What would you like us to talk about? Send them in to fucktards@tancast.com, yourmom@tancast.com, or leave comments at tancast.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll check you out next week.
Tancast.
You guys are dicks.
You're a dick. You ever think about that?
Come on, Jeff. We'll make an egg cast. Take a ball and go home.
No. I'd rather not.
All right, well, fuck you too.
That would, no, it would just be... I don't think it would be entertaining. Just you and me, Andy.
Yeah, probably not.
People wouldn't listen.
No, we could have special guests on there to call us fat.
They'd fucking love it.
Every week. Just somebody new.
Okay.
And I think you should do a spinoff called Croccast. You can talk all the new Croc news.
Well, no, I will do that right after you do a spinoff called Suck My Ass Cast.
That's kind of a mouthful, isn't it?
His ass is fucking huge.
In more ways than one.
Tim, your audio quality is going to shit.
You're a shit.
Clever comeback, sir. I stand corrected.
Thank you. I thought so too.
I don't like the new way Mafia Wars does energy packs.
Me either. I'm like, this is bullshit.
You don't care.
Yeah, I haven't even played since they switched over to that.
It's like, before it used to be like, oh, I have an energy pack waiting for me. Now I gotta ask for it. Like, hey, can you send me an energy pack, please?
Yeah, I noticed that. I'm like, that's unfortunate. And so I stopped playing.
That's retarded.
They just want you to do more clicking. They mm-hmm. want you to do as much clicking as possible.
You know what I also hate? The fact that when your friends ask for help on a job, you've got to click that link, wait for the page to load, go back to home, find the next friend who wanted help on the job, click that link,
yes.
wait for the page to load. Because I used to be able to just, you know, like, right-click, or middle-click, bust them all out into new tabs, they'd load in the background, and I'd help my friends out quickly.
That doesn't work anymore?
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
Yep. I think I'm done with Mafia Wars.
I'm totally done with Mafia Wars.
I can't stand the fact that every gift request thing you get, you have to click each individual one. I have like 30 waiting to be clicked. I'm like, fuck it, I'm not gonna do that.
You're like, fuck, I don't want the gifts that bad.
Oh, the ones where it shows up in your requests, like friend requests and whatever. Yeah. I think I have like 100 of those because long ago I was just like, fuck this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Noah keeps sending me those stupid paintings or pictures or whatever, the horsies.
I do?
Yeah, I get a ton of the Ormond or whatever it's called.
I don't know.
From you and Stephanie all the time.
Crazy.
I give away, I used to give away the Politicos Corruptos.
Politicos Corruptos.
The only reason I give away shit is so I can get the freaking achievement. Now I'm done. Well, when the little thing comes up and says, hey, you want to give your friend some shit? I'm like, all right, give my friend some shit.
Yeah, for a little while, though.
Uh-oh, I think we lost Jeff again. Jeff?